Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I don't have so much a biblical teaching for you, but I have a topic that I want to broach and talk about and bring to your mind. It's called Internet Theology, New Believers, and Lazy Saints. Yeah, what a mixture, huh? And keep in mind, this testing can go for church building hopping too, where people try this one and then try that one and try that one. So it can be for both the internet and for what people call church hopping. I want to warn all the seekers. I want to warn all new believers and even longtime saints. I want to exhort you. The Bible says exhort. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That word exhort, it means admonish, beg, entreat, counsel, invite. I want to exhort you, whoever's listening, I want to warn you about the use of the internet for your theology. And of course, this goes along with church hopping as well. The Bible tells us, the Holy Word of God says, to test all things, 1 Thess 5. So we're to be testing everything about ourselves and about others. Now, the internet is a great tool. We are on it, obviously. It's how you found us. And we use it for God's glory. We teach on it. We preach on it. We communicate. We used to run our business on it. We have fellowship with saints all over the world on it. We guard our eyes. We don't watch movies. We don't get swept up in porn. We don't see all the vile things on Facebook and all that. We vetted our pages to keep them good, pure, and true. We vetted our website. So it's a tool. But like any tool, it must be used properly with great wisdom, or it's going to hurt you. Like a chainsaw, like a hammer, like a stapler, like a gun. If you don't use it right, it is going to hurt you. And the reason I'm doing this teaching is I'm constantly getting emails, phone calls, meeting people in the street from people that are both seekers. They're both new saints, and they're also older saints. They're stumbled, deceived, discouraged, and left shipwrecked from their bad internet theology practices with false teachers. And again, this could go for church hopping, this body, that body, that body as well. You know, Satan has this set up pretty well, doesn't he? He's got church buildings and internet websites all over to deceive you. 99% of them are false. Let me go to a do and a don't for the internet use as a person that's seeking Christ. I'm speaking to people that might be seeking after Christ. Do use the internet to communicate, email, things like that. You can go on Messenger and video conference and fellowship with people to learn about things like car repairs, cooking recipes, job opportunities, how to run your business, research home projects. It's a great help for things like that. But it can get you in trouble real quick, can't it? Yeah, a lot of temptation out there. You have to be really, really wise about it. And then do not use the internet to get your theology. You're going to end up confused, deceived, shipwrecked. As I said, same thing with church hopping here to there to there to there. Isn't that what people do on the internet? Click to this YouTube channel, this ministry, off to this Facebook page, over to this sermon. Bounce all over the place. You bounce all over and you end up deceived and shipwrecked, and I'm going to tell you why. Mainly, we know from Scripture that the Word of God is given to us to be trained up in His truth. That's the main purpose. It's the revelation of God, but then it's to train up people in the truth of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us all Scripture is given for instruction. That's what we need to be learning from, the Word of God. And we're given the Spirit if we're born again by the gospel. Go look at the gospel at DontParish.com. Make sure, test yourself to it. Make sure you're born of God. And in John 14 and 16, tells us we get the Spirit to teach us. So we have the Word, we have the Spirit to teach us. And also in Ephesians 4, God does give men to be teachers. Women can teach other women. But they have to be biblically qualified and holy. Are you taking your teaching from biblically qualified holy men? Or are you taking it from false, worldly, carnal, sinful, compromised men that's going to help destroy your faith and become shipwrecked. We don't want that to happen to you. So let me give you some warnings. Let me exhort you, because we love you, why the internet will deceive you if you use it for theology. The Bible is for our theology and doctrine, not the internet. Right? Let's be clear on that. Number one, it brings untested false teachers right in your home, your mind, to your family, day after day after day after day. It's a vast wasteland of false teachers. 99% of them are false. Call me or email me and I can prove it to you. So the internet brings false teachers right in your home. You're not supposed to do that. 1 John says, don't let false teachers in. Don't even wish them Godspeed. That's what you do when you listen to them online. Don't just say you're going to take the truth and walk away from everything else. If you don't know what the truth is, they'll deceive you. It's not what we're supposed to be doing. Number two, it brings many false, untested theologies right into your life, your home, your family that you would never get if you would just study the Word. Let me give you some examples. You won't find the current day practice of Christmas in the Bible. They didn't practice Christmas after Christ was born, but yet everybody does it today. Man-made tradition. Easter, same thing. Man-made tradition. How about King James onlyism? Saying the King James Bible is perfect word of God, the only perfect word of God, that's a man-made ism. Pre-trib rapture, the Bible doesn't teach that. That's a man-made ism. So you see, if you were just studying the Word of God and asking God for truth, you would never get stumbled by these people, these false teachers on the internet, TV, radio, mostly internet for people today, that are bringing these false theologies to you. Don't let that happen to you. Number three, it teaches you to be lazy. I'm not calling all new believers that get caught up on the internet lazy. I'm just saying you can become lazy. Instead of scouring the Word in deep study for yourself and using discernment, you avoid all that. Just jump on the internet and click through channels, ministries, website pages, listening to whatever looks interesting. You become swept up in their heresy, their false ways, giving time to a false teacher, deceiver, worker of Satan, whether you know they are that or not. You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be guarding your eyes, your heart, your mind for that which is good, pure, and true. Philippians 4:8, right? How about four? Internet things, movies, ministries, sermon videos, teaching series, they can be like entertainment with all their flashy lights, fancy graphics, all their cool music. That can sweep you away. It becomes entertainment. You begin to feast on entertainment, and most of it's not the truth of God's Word. If you go to don'tperish.com, you know what you'll notice? Very vanilla, very plain, a few graphics, not a lot of fancy stuff. You know why? We're about the truth of God's Word, the eternal truth of God's Word. We're not looking for people to be entertained. We're looking for people that want to follow after Christ in holiness, obedience, and righteousness. If that's too boring for you, you have the wrong spirit. You're going to end up shipwrecking your faith. On your way you go. We want better for you. Don't let that happen to you. How about number five? It goes against the design that God created for accountable, one anothering fellowship with brothers and sisters in close unity. You shouldn't be learning from any man that you can't call, text, email, ask questions, work towards regular Bible study, and then begin to walk in your life, in the faith life with this person. If he doesn't want to draw you in and be testable, accountable, teachable, give you time, you shouldn't be giving him any time. That's God's design. Men sharpening iron with men, not sitting watching some teacher that doesn't really care about you. All right? So just think about that. You're going against God's design. It's why you're going to end up shipwrecked and stumbled. His true design is people in regular communication or accountability. Go read Acts 2. Not mindless jumping from one channel, one YouTube place, one internet site, one church website with no direction, no one-on-one communication, no testing of that teacher, no loving them and you, them loving you. You see what I'm talking about? This modern day trying to get theology off the internet, TV, radio, or church hopping is dangerous and it goes against God's Word. I can tell you this as a testimony. My Bible skills grew fast when I, after the first 5 months of being born again, we learned that false man-made Sunday churchianity was false. The religion was false. We went into the Word and began to test all things. Christmas, Easter, wedding rings, how we dressed, how we talked, how we lived, pagan holidays, all that stuff. And you know what? We became Bereans. I'm boasting in Christ here. His word, his spirit trained us up. All the glory to God for that. If I would have bounced around on the internet, I would have been into Hebrew roots. I would have been into Roman Catholicism. I would have been into evangelicalism again. I would have been into Jehovah's Witness or the next cult down the road. No, we went into the Word of God. And that's how we rooted ourselves. And for 15 years, we have been striving in the truth. And never have we swerved into a ditch and get caught unaware. Oh, we've had to test some false theology. I've had to adjust some things that I believed and taught one time, some minor things. But to the glory of God, just because we didn't start teaching till we studied and knew the Word, I knew the Word well, I knew the Gospel, I was able to teach. You can go back and look at my oldest teachings, other than some grammar and a few words here and there. They're very accurate for today. Why? Because I'm smart? No. Because the Word of God is accurate. The Word of God is unchanging, and that's all I've ever used. Amen? Amen. So you're better off being on your own, in the Word, in your home, either by yourself or with your close family, than being bounced around the internet or websites or churchianity false places to this doctrine, this teacher, that teacher. No. Solidify your foundation in Christ is what I'm trying to get to you. Get off the internet for your theology. Get in the Word of God for your theology. Now, I don't recommend you take any teaching from any man unless you have contact, you have one-on-one fellowship, you can test him. You've already tested his gospel and his life. We're going to talk about that. Here's a quick test for you to put any teacher, including me, through before you ever open your mind, your home, your family, your friends, anyone to them. Does he have the gospel right? This is where you start. If he doesn't have the biblical gospel of faith in Jesus Christ, shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, repentance, coming out of the world and all sin and churchianity, false ways, come out of your flesh and the cultural ways, sports, entertainment, politics, live a holy life unto Christ, be born again by the Spirit of God. The fruit you're born again, we don't work our way to heaven, but the fruit is holiness and obedience, striving in the Word of God, keeping His commandments, and enduring in the faith. That's the biblical gospel. If a man doesn't preach that and live that, throw it out, throw out his ministry. You're not going to help you build your foundation in Christ. He's going to deceive you. He's a accursed man with a corrupt gospel. Go read Galatians 1. And by the way, if you go on a website and you can't find the gospel to eternal life that Jesus told us we're to proclaim easily after a good hard search, but you see donation buttons and pictures of them with words of their accomplishments and all this, run. They're not gospel-centered, they're self-centered. The gospel should be on a website easily found. That's the main job we're supposed to be doing, is preaching the gospel. Amen? Now, if he passes the gospel test, test his life and his home. Is he holy? Has he come out of the denominational systems, pagan holidays? Has he come out of the culture, sports, entertainment, movies? Does he teach and live? His family dressing biblical, women head covering, men in tunic-like garments, women in unadorned dresses, men in unadorned long, loose garments to cover up our forms. That's what the Bible teaches. I got articles on that at Spirit and Truth blog. If him and his wife don't do that, and his family don't do that, they don't head cover, they haven't lost their jewelry, they haven't lost their worldliness, if they don't look like lowly people serving Christ, because we're supposed to lower ourselves to serve Christ, right? Matthew 20, become servants, become low, not lifted up in pride and vanity, looking good in this shirt and this outfit, this hairdo. Yeah, pride and vanity, God hates it. If they don't pass that test, run from them. They're not holy. He's not a preacher or teacher of righteousness. Just a warning for you. How about, does he sell anything of the Word of God on his website or any of his resources? If he does, run from him. If he can't figure out, Jesus said, freely it was given, freely you should give, then he's not a good Bible teacher and he'll deceive you. Romans 16, 17 says, you find sin and false teaching in anyone, mark them and avoid them. You don't take the good from them, you mark them and avoid them. Because if you see bad in someone, I can promise you, they got bad in them that you can't see. And they're going to stumble you and affect you as a seeker, a new believer, even as maybe a seasoned believer. Maybe you're not that seasoned as much as you think. All right? How about number four? Is he popular? Now, this one's a hard one to judge, but Are his videos, his website, all of that, do they have a large following, multiple thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands? This is a danger sign. Jesus said there will be few true saints in the last days that will enter. He said that about all times, actually. And today, if a man is popular on the internet, that means he's evangelical, or he's some cult, or he's worldly, or he's funny and friendly. Friendly's good. Funny should not be so of a man of God. My point is, he's playing to people. He's popular. Run from him. I promise you, Paul, Jesus, and John the Baptist would not be popular in today's wicked culture and churchianity. How about five? He won't take time to speak with you one-on-one. Email, text, phone calls, meet up if possible. And he's not open to daily accountable life with you in the Word, testing, sharpening iron, becoming the body that God ordained. If he just wants you to listen on the internet and send him money and send his website to other people, run from him. He will not teach you the biblical New Testament life. If he won't let you in his daily life, you shouldn't let him in your life at all. Amen? Amen. Number six, if his face is all over his teachings, his street preaching, his books, if he sells them, if he's selling books, that's already a warning. That's a big troubling pride and vanity sign. If his website's named Jim Polinick Ministries, James Polinick Ministries, if it's named after the man, this is a terrible thing. We're to decrease and Christ is to increase, John 3:30. Those are 6 points. You can test anyone quickly that way. And if they fail those, you need to run from them and don't watch them and get in the Word. I encourage you to get in the Word most of all, and then you'll be able to easily spot false teachers. Now, I know I'm teaching online, and you'll say, wow, that's hypocritical. But I can tell you, I believe and I know in my convictions, as I say this before God, I'm living holy, I'm honest, I'm not a hypocrite, I don't take people's money, I'm teaching sound doctrine, I'm approachable, testable, ready to unite with true saints in the faith. I don't want your money. I don't want to be popular. I want to disciple you to be a true disciple of Christ, and I want to spend my energy pouring into you so you can become the man or woman of God that he wants you to be. Now, if you say, well, how do I know that? You can test me, and anything I've got wrong, I'll repent of it. But you can reach out and contact me, and we can discuss that. I have built my ministry. Sister Debbie and I and the saints we know that we're united to, we all strive to please God, not please men, not please the culture, not unite to churchianity, not be popular. Pop culture, right? Throw it out. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, see my link on why we can be trusted. It's right up at the top. And test to see if we truly can be tested. We're different than most ministries. We're wholly set apart. We're aliens to most ministries. That's what the Bible says we're supposed to be. That's what we are. We are far more set apart, far more fundamentalist on what God's Word teaches. I don't like that word fundamentalist, but we teach the fundamentals. Far more striving to be holy, far more less connected to the culture, far more discerning on who we will associate with. Yeah. Far more discerning on how we dress, how we act, how we talk, where we spend our money. That's a true saint. Not the churchianity and the internet ministries you see all around you today. So I just want to bring this point up. If you're listening to teachers today before you've tested them, you're letting your friends or letting them listen to them, your family, you're letting them into your mind. That's a lot like letting a man operate on you and you haven't even checked out if he's a trained surgeon. That's kind of foolish, isn't it? That's your physical body. This is your eternal soul you're tampering with. Don't do that. Don't let people teach you till you're ready to determine if they're biblical saints. Start with the gospel. Work through that list I showed you. Don't be stumbled. Don't be trained to be lazy, just sitting there click, 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 letting men do it for you. Like in Sunday churchianity with a modern pastor hireling or some pastors on the internet doing all your work for you. Oh no, you need to be active in the study and seeking the truth of God. Don't break God's ways for fellowship and New Testament body life that has accountability, one anothering, edification. And don't be naive that you're not going to soak up all these false doctrines as you just put them through your ears and your eyes over and over and over, and then you can't put them away easily. I'm telling you, I've seen hundreds, if not a couple thousand, thousand people that have been stumbled by false theologies that they can never get away from. One man wanted to come and unite to us, and he had so many things right. He wanted to come and travel and unite to us. You know what he couldn't get over? Water baptism for salvation. Because he allowed false teachers to put it in front of him for so long, he couldn't get over it. He fell right back, and he's in that vomit today, worldly, with those false people. It can happen to you. You need to repent, change your ways, change your will, seek after the truth in the Word, not on the internet, until you've tested someone. We're to be wise as serpents per Jesus, Matthew 10. And part of that is knowing who you can have unity to, who you should take teaching from, and who to run from, Romans 16, 17, when they teach false ways. Now, again, if you found us, we're on the internet, praise God. And I know we're a biblical ministry. I've been striving for years, refining, testing, been tested by many other people. If you think I'm wrong, prove it to me, please. Bring me scripture, men. I will answer to it. If I've got something wrong, I'll repent and change. That's what we're supposed to be. Humble enough to admit it, teachable, testable, approachable. 99% of the ministries are not like that. Nope, they clearly are not. We are always at don'tperish.com and the saints we know, sharpening our swords, going in the Word, modifying, growing, learning the Lord's ways at a greater depth. And then you come to me and I can prove to you how these other ministries, bring a few ministries with you. I'll show you how false and sinful they are. 99% of them on the internet and in churchianity buildings are in sin and false doctrine. That's not of God. Living in it willfully, that's not of God. And they've been doing it for years. And so I've been striving to be a Berean for years. And you know what? It's kept my faith, my house, and saints I know out of the ditches of heresy and sin. It's not because of me and how smart I am. It's because the Word of God is so awesome. The Spirit of God is so awesome. And when you latch onto it and you won't let it go, there's nowhere to go to be deceived. It's onward and upward in the truth of God, in righteousness, in holiness, in obedience. That's what I want for you. I hope this teaching has opened your eyes to the danger of just looking on the internet, clicking around all these ministries, or church hopping to get your theology from. Don't do it. Get in the Word. Build your foundation on the gospel. Begin to learn other things. If you stumble across us, test me. Email me. Keep testing me. If you want a brother in the Lord to sharpen your sword on, I'm with you. If you just want to dabble and jump around to false teachers, I got a lot better things to do. I'm not interested in that sinful behavior. I hope you're not either. Hey, I hope this has blessed you. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Shoot me an email. Remember what James says, the book of James. I'm encouraging you to seek for better wisdom. I need more wisdom too. The book of James says, you have not because you ask not. Ask God for wisdom. Then you begin to see through the hypocrisy, heresy, false ways, worldliness, carnality of your life and these false teachers. Then you can walk in spirit and truth. Serving God. He's so worthy to be served. His word is so true. We will have no excuse on judgment day. The manual has been given to us. Genesis to Revelation shows the way. If you allow men to stumble you, trip you up, hurt you, deceive you, it's going to be on you. It's not on God or the Holy Spirit. And it's not going to be on me, because I'm trying my hardest to let as many people as I can know the biblical gospel, the way to eternal life, out of churchianity, out of the world. Come. Come with us. Follow this glorious Savior to eternal life. Hey, till next time, I hope I can come back to you again. Thanks for listening. We do love you all. Go out, test all things. Seek wisdom. Get in the Word. If that's your desire, I'm there with you. May God be praised.